Yeah, I think Taylor Swift for president. What do you say, everybody? Man, do we need a woman president right now? The day will come. I know it. Hello. Happy, beautiful day. I hope everyone's enjoying the sun and their day. Here I am, back at it. Thank you for listening. It means the world to me. I just get to talk to my besties, and yeah, it's really a pretty cool thing that I can just put this out there, and you can listen to this while you're driving. You can listen to this while you're at the gym. You can listen to this while you are on a bike ride or on a run. It's cool. So anyways, I just want to say what I'm drinking. And this is what I'm drinking. This is the kind of tea I'm drinking today. It's called weird tea because I'm feeling a little weird today. Feeling weird today. Something's weird. It's a full moon weekend, too, while I'm recording this, so weird things happen on the full moon. But yeah, it's an interesting, I didn't make it at home. It's yummy. It's peach oolong tea. And if you don't know what oolong is, I will tell you right now. It is, it's rich with antioxidants, and it's high in amino acids, and it also has L-theanine in it, which studies, show that cognitive effects improve brain activity with L-theanine and helps improve sleep and reduce stress and anxiety, which L-theanine is probably best to take it at later in the night, before you're going to bed. But this tea has also caffeine. It's kind of a little, maybe a little contradicting to have L-theanine and caffeine, but I do feel really good from it right now, surprisingly calm. And I was saying to my boyfriend, I'm like, there is something weird in here because I'm feeling good and relaxed, which was helpful today because I just to be completely transparent, of course, and authentic, which is my goal, is I just feel heavy today. And I have some personal family stressors in my life regarding my mom, and people close to me know, and I'm not going to get too much into it, but it is just something that weighs heavy on my heart. And it's probably about time I get back into therapy, which we can talk about later, more about the amazing benefits of therapy, but anyways, I just feel like I have to say exactly how I'm feeling, because I am a natural entertainer, right? I can't help it. I've been like this since I was little. I've always been entertaining my family and just making people laugh. It's just what I want to do. It's just in me, and I can't help it. But it can lead to and I'm very aware of this, it can lead to just pushing things away and using comedy and being funny and putting on a happy face can suppress all the things that are happening deeper inside of me. And I'm aware of that. And so having a podcast, obviously I want to be entertaining and fun, but I also want to say how I'm really feeling, what's really going on. And it's been a time to start a podcast, but there's been barriers too. There has definitely been barriers for me technologically and just my schedule, but I'm just fitting it all in. This is, I read somewhere a while ago, if you really want to change your life, you have to make room for those changes. You have to go through the change. You have to work in changes yourself to want change, right? Makes sense, of course. But yeah, so that's why we're going through changes. It's a time of transformation. We are now in Gemini season, and that is the time of transformation and change. Summer on the horizon. School has ended for the young folks. It's time to party. It's summer. So we can't, you know, we must not fight it. We must not fight it. We must just go with it. So that's what I'm trying to do, is to go with it. And yeah, this just happy to be here. Happy to sit down, being doing this podcast, drinking my tea. And when I do my outline and I write what I'm going to cover in the episodes, it's just, it's me time. It's that, it's Tessa time for me. And I love doing it. And it can be really hard for me to etch out time in my schedule for things that are for me and me only, kind of, you know? So, but yeah. Okay. Let's get into today's topic. It's a lot. I don't know why I have this just drive and passion to talk about things that are hard to put into words sometimes and hard to talk about. But that's the drive of this podcast. We're getting right into it, you know? So let's get into the media phenomenons. You can't talk about the mini media phenomenons without talking about Taylor Swift right now. And if you know me, you know I love Taylor Swift. I'm a big fan of Taylor Swift. She's taking over the world right now, too. And so, I mean, it's crazy. She's all over the internet for me, because I obviously, it's tailored for me. And we will get into that. But yeah, I think Taylor Swift for president. What do you say, everybody? Man, more than ever, do we need a woman president right now? The day will come. I know it. I'm worried about this upcoming election, but I guess we'll get there when we get there. Just need balance. We need to restore balance in America. Okay, I'm getting a little off topic here. But no, we aren't going to talk about Taylor Swift and who should be president this whole episode. Who do you think should be president? Let me know. Like, I think we need, like, honestly, like, a public figure that's just highly, highly influential and has, like, drive and so much tenacity. That's what we need in America. America needs tenacity and this, like, youth. Okay, anyways, we're not going to get to, let's not talk about politics. That's a huge thing in the media, you know, and right now it's not as much going to be like a focus, but come election season, our phones, our TVs are just going to be like covered in politics. So it's kind of like I'm mentally preparing myself for all of that to come. But what has recently happened in pop culture and in the media was the Met Gala this in May, early May. There was a Met Gala. And, you know, I've always enjoyed seeing pictures of the Met and these beautiful, insane gowns. And yeah, it's flashy. And yeah, it's crazy to think about how expensive and how much money goes into all this when there is serious problems in the world and people are starving. And there's a whole, and there's this insane war going on in Gaza, in Israel, or in Palestine, and the terrible things that are going on there. And I just feel like since I chose to create a podcast in this time, I have to touch on, you know, the crazy darkness and sad things that are occurring and the warfare that is occurring in the world, even though I am not, you know, an expert in that and don't really have a platform to really do anything about that. I just still want to say it because it weighs heavy on my heart, and it's hard. It's hard to see those things, and it's just hard knowing that it's happening right now. And then you look on the complete opposite spectrum and you see the Met Gala. And it is kind of Hunger Games a lot like. And that's what I've been seeing a lot on my For You page is that. And so that is what I really want to get into today is this video that I saw on TikTok saying that tickets to get into the Met Gala are $75,000, which, yeah, that's crazy. An astronomically large amount of money to get into something like this. And her argument was, meanwhile, these tickets are this expensive, but people with college degrees can't pay for groceries or are just getting by paying their bills. And totally, which is true, and it's terrible, and it's a reality of what's going on in this economy, which, you know, it's not Met Gala's fault that America has been going through this economic crisis and things are just completely unbalanced in the economy, but, you know, and so then when I go into the comment section to see what people are saying, it seems that people don't really know much about the Met Gala.
So people are thinking and believing that these celebrities are really paying $75,000 just for one ticket, when in reality they aren't. They are getting invited and they have a seat paid for. So they're not paying $75,000 for the ticket, but the way the video is and the captioning and the titling and all of that totally makes it seem as though celebrities are paying $75,000. So it is kind of misleading. You know, they aren't paying that. They are paying a lot for their outfits, and everything that goes into it is probably expensive and they're paying a lot of money for it. But they aren't paying that much money for a ticket. It is a fundraising event and it's just for fun. One day out of the year for them. So, yeah.
But there's a much deeper issue going on here in America, that it's the structured system, it's the power and the unbalanced power in America. And it's not celebrities' fault, I think, you know. And so basically this video was saying we need to block celebrities when we, you know, and that was the argument. And I just wanted to talk about that, because then I go into the comments section and I realizing that people don't really understand what the Met Gala is. And so this is what is another kind of danger of the, I guess not danger, that sounds dramatic. It's not dangerous, but I mean, kind of, you know, it is the misinformation that's just going on in the media and everywhere. It's just so much misinformation, people talking on things that they actually don't really know much about. And there's just a lot of emotionally charged posts and people that will just post something emotionally charged. And maybe it doesn't have much research behind it though. And whatever, everyone is entitled to their opinion. And I understand the rage, emotional rage of the state of things more than anyone. Okay. I completely feel it. It makes me outraged to think about certain issues. Absolutely. But it is so important to have the research and the facts before we start sharing things too. In videos on TikTok and Instagram, you know. So I, you know, have known this, but I did like more research into like the Met Gala. The Met Gala is something that the money goes to an organization, and it's like a fundraiser. You know, the money goes to nonprofit organizations, which I'm sure the Met Gala fundraiser, maybe that money doesn't go to super important things that are in people that are in need. which is a bummer. I think this money, should go to multiple different fundraisers, you know. So, anyways, that is what the Met Gala is. That it is a fundraiser, and I see people's perspectives on, you know, and then what has really fueled this time period. A lot of people are blocking celebrities that aren't speaking up on about Gaza. And I understand and agree that if you have a platform, you should be using it. You should be at least saying something, you know, but oftentimes too, I think we need to understand that oftentimes celebrities are anonymously donating to issues like this and helping. And people that are good-hearted and have the money and platform usually don't want to boast about, oh yeah, I, you know, did this. You know, those are good people are donating and helping these causes. And the public doesn't always know about that. And so I think it's kind of like I'm just trying to be a little bit of the devil's advocate here, because at the end of the day, these celebrities that are attending the Met Gala are artists. They're artists. You know, they make music. They make people happy. They're in movies that make people so happy. And in a dark world like this that has things going on and so much warfare and so much hatred, that art is our savior, you know? Music is our savior. It's what brings us together. It's what connects us all. And these artists are choosing one day out of the year to attend this very fancy event and put on art and to express themselves in it. And it is crazy to think about how expensive it is. It's nuts. And I understand that it's not fair. Of course, I want to have that money and could use that money or could, you know, but I'm not going to, just because I feel that way, I'm not going to be emotionally charged and hate on these people that, I don't know. I'm just really trying to play the devil's advocate, because I understand that, like, we fuel the elites, I guess, and maybe having such elite people with so much power is a problem. But I don't think the celebrities attending the Met Gala just to have a fun day and be artistic and do this fundraiser for the Met Gala are the ones that we should be really upset and mad about. I think the elite people, we actually don't even know who they are. I think that is what my conspiracy theory. I mean, there's probably very, very powerful people that aren't public facing, that are pulling strings in the background, and they have the power. And so I think we should channel our anger into the structure of what America's foundation is, you know, what's really happening here. And I don't obviously have the answers, right? I'm just a passionate girl with a microphone in my hand right now. And I'm just trying to shift trying to look at things maybe in a different lens. And yeah, these celebrities are very privileged, but some of them, this is their choice. They made sacrifices, you know, anything that you, and I know it's like, oh, but they're rich and famous, you know, and it's like, yeah, I get it. What kind of problems do they have, huh? But everyone has problems. Money can't buy you peace, and money can't buy you love. So we all have choices in life and free will, and we can make, if we choose to go down a path that maybe is fame and fortune, you're going to have sacrifices of your privacy and so many things. And you know, these celebrities attending the Met Gala, they're very privileged, right? They're very privileged. And there's some people that have, there's just such a huge spectrum of comparing, you know, these very privileged, wealthy people with the, you know, the really poor countries out there that are really struggling. That is, you know, that's an extreme thing to, you know, compare it to. And unfortunately, that is the world we live in. And it is how it is structured. And I guess the only other option would be to live in a communist society, in which I don't know how well that would work, you know. But I think the topic of privilege is interesting too. But I think just the normal day-to-day Americans forget what privilege really is, maybe, and that it is privilege to have both of your parents alive. It's privilege to have your parents together. It's privilege to have a house in this economy, to have a backyard. All of this is privilege, you know. Being able to go to college, out-of-state college especially, being able to go to out-of-state college is so privilege. So all of these things some people don't have. And I am one of those people. Well, I definitely have privilege. I had the privilege to go to college and get and have, you know, a lot of it being paid for. And I had financial aid help, which is so awesome. And I know that I'm much, much more well off than compared to a lot of people. But there are certain things in this just society and kind of made up status that we've created in this society that is viewed as privilege, you know, and people that have known real struggles, especially at a young age, you know, movies and music is everything. And I personally just resonate with that. I, in my darkest days, my favorite movies is exactly what got me through so much and has gotten me through the hardest things that I've had to go through. And it makes me real emotional. Wow, this is an emotional day for me. But I love the art of movies and the art of music. It is the only thing that I need sometimes. And without it, our world would be much darker than it already is. So I don't want to bash on the people that make that possible. Even though they're so much more privileged than me, we all have free will and we all have the opportunity to create the life we want. This is your video game and you are the avatar. You can switch things up and do things that work for you or follow a different path if it's not working, if things aren't working out for you. You know, we are the creators of our reality. And some people have really figured that out. And some, you know, I'm still figuring it out. We're all still figuring it out. But I think I just want to have respect for the people that have unlocked their limitless possibilities and are doing what they love. And a lot of those people, yes, are at the Met Gala. And I don't know. That's just how I look at it. This is honestly just a beast of a topic, I think, for me to decide to talk about, because the media phenomenons are huge. And it's just something that I am passionate about, though, because I think I understand it. And I went to, you know, my the classes I took in college were media arts, and I learned, you know, a lot about how media is being like, how what you see on media is being funneled and personalized for you. And this was back, you know, years ago, where my professor was teaching me from like the news station perspective of what's on the news. And, you know, the major news stations are all connected and they're all funneling things to certain people that have the certain stances, right? So if you are liberal leaning, you're getting all the liberal leaning content. If you're right leaning, you're getting all of the right leaning content and nothing else. And then we see it today and on our For You pages on TikTok. I mean, literally when I was in college, TikTok wasn't around yet. Isn't that wild? It was Musical.ly. But anyways, now on Instagram and TikTok, everything is so, so personalized. And I mean, even like YouTube, right? Like just all of the media consumption apps, media consumption apps. Never thought I'd say those words. That doesn't really make sense. But anyways, yes, it's just so, so, so tailored specifically for a person, and which can be awesome. Right. And I, you know, I've expressed that in my social media episode about how I see things that I love and are for me. And that's great. But then I'm starting to think that it is, and I've always thought that when I learned this initially, like, you know, years and years ago, when I was 20, I'm 27 now, right? So this was 27 years ago learning about this. I knew something's not right. Like, it's not good for people to just only see their opinion and perspective constantly, and that's all that they're seeing. Because then, how can a person become open-minded when all they're seeing is their opinion? You know, I think we just need to have access to everything more. Or other people's opinions more, so we can find a common ground and find that balance and be like, okay, well, you know, and hear people out. It's fascinating stuff to me, because my For You page is so, like, my part of the internet that I'm on is so different to my boyfriend's part of the internet. And that's something that we just recently talked about. Like, there's things that he's seeing that's like tailored for him that I had no idea about. Like, there's a, you know, Twitch streamer now that's going viral, and I had no idea. But on his side of the internet, that's all he's seen. So anyways, like, is anyone else's boyfriend know about Sketch? I just found out about this character, but he's funny, funny, funny little dude. But anyways, that's just an example. Like, I had no idea. He has not reached my For You page yet. I mean, maybe he will, right? But that's just so fascinating that, like, just two completely different, we're on two completely different sides of the internet. And so then it also divides, and this is my other thought, it divides men and women, you know, because women are only seeing this part and their perspective and their opinions and truth. I mean, the things that are tailored for me, I see just a lot of just truth and just good information that women need to hear. And it's awesome. I love it. But then men, on the other hand, aren't, like, this is all on the internet, but they're not seeing that. And so then they don't understand, right? I don't know. I don't know the solution to that, because it's awesome that we can have For You pages, but I'm just seeing a disconnect, right? There's a disconnect there, and we will always remain the same in our own, you know, opinionated perspectives if we are just seeing things that are constantly for us. You know, we need to be exposed to other things. I don't know. So yeah, this episode didn't end up not being about Taylor Swift really, but I just wanted to touch on how influential Taylor Swift has become. And I think that's so positive, because even if, you know, some people, most men, right, aren't going to have Taylor Swift all over their For You pages like Taylor Swift is on mine, but it's still going to pop up a little bit. And she does have really good points that she's made. And she's a very wise, talented, poetic person. And she's amazing for young women, that influence. But now, this is the cool thing about living right now, is now she's dating Travis Kelce. And so now the whole other side of the internet, my boyfriend's side of the internet, he probably sees Travis Kelce stuff. He does. I have seen his side of the internet pop up with Travis Kelce. And so now Taylor Swift is being talked about on the other side of the internet. And that's cool. So they are bridging a gap by being together. And, you know, the Super Bowl, that was the huge time for the Swifties and for all the football fans. It's bringing two sides of the world together. Two sides of the world. That sounds dramatic. But, you know, I'm a Swiftie. I'm not a big football fan. But I can get down with it. I can see it both sides. So it's cool. It's cool. I don't know. Taylor Swift for president. Okay? Anyways. Yeah. She's been a topic lately about, she has, you know, a political stance and uses her platform wisely, but she is upset that some celebrities aren't talking about the warfare going on in Israel and Palestine. So, and she has, you know, a point. If you have a platform, you should be using it, or at least speaking on it. But it's not like that's not that celebrities' expertise isn't in this war, in warfare and all this political stuff. They're artists, right? Or they're business people, you know? But I think it is important to use your platform if you have it. But there's other serious things going on in our government that needs to be fixed, that celebrities can't do, right? It's very deeply twisted. Everything is just is a mess, I think. I think things are just very messy right now. And they have been. And yeah, going to school, I started college when I was 18 years old, right? And that was the time of the most controversial, weird time in election history when Trump was elected president. And it caused so much riffraff for the next 4 years. And those were my college years. So, all of my classes were about media. And what was all over the media? Yep, all of that. So, what a time to go to college. And then I also worked in a hospital when COVID happened. So I've seen some stuff. I've seen a lot in my time so far, and it's fascinating. So here I am. That is everything I think I have to say, but there you have it. Okay, I love you guys, and have a beautiful day.